As Pakistan and India inch closer to a permanent peace settlement, many eyes are on Pakistan's leader, Pervez Musharraf. The 60-year-old president has brought his country closer to peace with India than any of his predecessors. Musharraf has also established close ties to Washington. Both of these moves are part of his plan to modernize Pakistan, but it's a delicate balancing act, with Western pressure on one side and homegrown extremism on the other. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Islamabad.
Shortly after September 11, 2001, Pervez Musharraf was faced with two choices: either continue his country's policy of actively backing the Taliban regime in Afghanistan that was sheltering Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network, or opting to back the United States in its bid to oust them. Musharraf, well aware that a war on his doorstep was imminent, chose the second option. And since that moment, he's become an A-list ally of the Bush administration.
Now, President Musharraf has been a friend of the United States. He's been a stand-up guy when it comes to dealing with the terrorists. We are making progress against al-Qaeda because of his cooperation.
And because Musharraf is, in the eyes of President Bush, a stand-up guy, his domestic audience doesn't always feel the same. Hostility against the Bush administration runs wide and deep here, and President Musharraf, among extremists and hardliners in Pakistan, is viewed as an American stooge. It helps explain why last month two well-orchestrated assassination attempts almost killed him. Musharraf was visibly shaken after the second attack. Earlier in the day, as his motorcade winded its way through one of Pakistan's most secure cities, a suicide bomber detonated himself, killing several passersby. Musharraf blamed the attacks on extremists and called them people who bring harm to Pakistan and to Islam. But the fact that would-be assassins came so close suggested something far more sinister was at work, that it may have been an inside job. Western officials here have long suspected that rogue forces inside the Pakistani intelligence services, those angered by Musharraf's overtures to India and the United States, have been trying to undermine him. It could explain why the United States has backed Musharraf's bid to modernize his country, even though some Pakistani analysts privately question the legitimacy of his authority. After all, he seized power in a coup d'etat in 1999, and since then has managed to keep any secular opposition weak. But Musharraf, an army general, came under intense pressure from Western countries to shed his command of the army by the end of this year and transform into a civilian ruler. Late last month, the Pakistani leader made the announcement that he'd finally hang up his uniform and govern as a normal citizen. It's said that a ruler is only as good as the rivals he deals with. An Indian Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, the man who represents Pakistan's key rival, has made significant moves to ease tension between the two countries. India's Vajpayee now says he's open to finding new ways of resolving the dispute over Kashmir. The Himalayan territory is claimed by both Pakistan and India. The two countries have gone to war twice over the province since 1947, but according to Pakistani Senator Mujahid Hussain, Musharraf and his Indian rival now face global realities that make resolving the Kashmir dispute urgent.
I think there is a fighting fatigue here, and especially after 9/11 with the war on terror, with pressures on Pakistan, with conflicts in Afghanistan and the region, people do feel that the time has come for some normalization based, of course, on a just and honorable settlement of Kashmir, and they know that war is no longer a viable option.
For his part, Musharraf is banking on what he's referred to as the silent majority. He believes there are enough people in Pakistan who are tired of living in a desperately underdeveloped country.
Maybe a realization has set in the whole world, also in Pakistan and India, that the way forward is peace. Way forward is this is an era of geoeconomics, and therefore geoeconomics can only flourish if there is peace.
Musharraf's hand has been forced by India. New Delhi's high level of defense spending has forced Pakistan to keep up. Musharraf now believes his country's money is running out, and unless he can shift some defense spending towards social programs, Militants and others who oppose him will only become stronger. Ahmed Khan, a small shop owner and part of the silent majority, believes rapprochement with India and the West will bring about a much-needed change in the country.
It's an excellent opportunity. There's so many opportunities in trade and cultural exchange which would be beneficial for the region.
A region with one-fifth the world's population, and one now determined to become an economic power. Guy Raz, NPR News, Islamabad.